And now, Lorraine Tuttle, outstanding radio and screen star in The Revere Cup, a drama of the unexpected.
It was raining that afternoon, hard. My face was wet and my hair tumbled down into little moist strings that whipped the back of my neck. I ran across the street and scurried around the corner. I was looking for shelter, any kind of shelter. And then I saw it, the Trevor House, set far back behind the formal gardens, a huge brown mansion that seemed as dark and as wet as the gray sky above it. I don't think I recognized the place, not at first, and I remember shivering a little. But after a moment, I noticed something familiar about it. I had the feeling that I'd been there before. And I was right. I had. I'd lived in that mansion for 7 years. The first 7 years of my life. But that was a long time ago, when I was Janice Trevor. I don't really know why I started up to walk toward the forbidding entrance. The rain had almost stopped, and I could have gone on home. I was soaked to the skin already. A few minutes more wouldn't have made any difference. But I was standing on the porch, and I did lift the heavy brass knocker. And I heard the thud echoing back as it struck the oak panel.
Yes, miss?
I wonder if I could come inside for a moment, just to dry off.
I suppose it would be all right. Are you a friend of the Stevensons?
No, I've never met them. I just happened to see the house, and
Oh, of course. Come inside, miss. There's a fire in the drawing room.
Thank you.
It's through that archway and to your right.
I'll only stay a moment.
Certainly, miss. Could I get you anything?
Well, yes, if you would. Some tea or anything. You're really very kind to a stranger.
Not at all, miss. For some reason, you don't seem like a stranger to Trevor Mansion. You just don't seem like a stranger.
The room hadn't changed. Not really. There were brighter curtains at the windows and new slipcovers on the chairs. But somehow it seemed a little smaller. But then I was larger than I'd been when I last sat before this fire 18 years ago. And listened to a dull lawyer's voice read the will that left me only the debts of Malcolm Trevor. Only the sorrows of my multimillionaire father, whose paper empire had become mere paper. I hadn't listened to the words that told of auctions and receiverships and guardians, because I was seeing my father's face burned by the powder of the gun he'd held to his temple.
You play chess?
Oh, I beg your pardon?
I asked if you played chess.
Well, no. That is, not very well.
Well, neither do I, but it seemed like a good opening. I'm Tom Stevenson. I live here.
Yes, I know.
Do you?
Do I what?
Live here. Place is so big, one can never be sure.
No, I just dropped in to get out of the rain.
Well, under those circumstances, allow me to extend an official welcome, Miss...
Miss Martin. Janice Martin.
It's funny. I'm sure we should have met before. Are you a friend of the family's? They're in Florida now, you know.
No, I just came in to get out of the rain. Your butler was kind enough to let me dry out here by your fire.
Ah, good old Wilson. He's an incurable romantic. Been trying to get me married off for years. Keeps throwing all sorts of women at me.
All sorts?
Oh, come now, I didn't mean it that way. On the whole, you're far better than the average.
Well, thank you.
Well, come on, I'll show you around the house. It's quite fantastic. Once you've seen it, you'll never want to come back, but at least your afternoon won't have been wasted.
It is rather an extraordinary place. Did you build it?
Oh, good heavens, no. Some millionaire named Trevor put it up. Only he really wasn't a millionaire.
No?
No, at least he wasn't when the market crashed. He blew his brains out, and my father bought the place just as it stood, lock, stock, and barrel. It was quite cheap, considering. And it's full of the weirdest stuff. Most of it's not worth anything. Here, look at these cases here.
Huh?
All full of junk that old man Trevor brought back from Africa, India, everywhere.
Well, why do you keep it here?
It's good for laughs.
Laughs?
Yes. As a matter of fact, most of it's very funny. Take that miniature loving cup. I wonder what high school order won that.
He was quite right. The case was full of an amazing collection of worthless odds and ends. Except about the loving cup, he was quite wrong. I could remember my mother saying to me, "Janice, Janice, dear, you mustn't play with that cup. It's worth more than this whole house. You see, Janice, it was made by Paul Revere." I'd been surprised. Then Mother told me that Revere had been the greatest American silversmith, that his work was considered almost priceless. And I knew that if I could only get that cup away from Tom Stevenson and his family, I'd be rich again. They didn't realize its value, thought of it as junk. I'd be able to buy it easily. And if I couldn't, well, I'd find another way to get the Revere cup. You're right, Tom. Oh, this is a frightful amount of junk.
Well, come along. There's a lot more to see.
Oh, thank you, but I really must leave now.
All right, if you say so.
You don't seem brokenhearted.
I'm not.
Well, you're honest and frank.
Sure. When can I see you again?
What?
Well, I can't let the butler down. He'd be terribly disappointed if we didn't hit it off. He's introduced me to so many strange young ladies that he's beginning to lose hope. Mustn't let Wilson lose hope. Have to see you again.
Oh, really, Mr. Stevenson?
I'll take you home or out to dinner or to a show. I don't know which, but I'll decide. Okay, Janice?
Well, I don't know.
You'll have to change your dress and fix your hair, though. You look terrible now.
Really? You're the most unusual man I've ever met.
It's an unusual house and needs unusual people.
It seems so. Oh, Tom.
Hmm?
That reminds me.
Yeah?
That little silver cup you showed me. Could I buy it from you?
Certainly not.
Why?
This may look like a junk store, but I'm not a salesman.
Well, I thought you didn't like
it. Why, Janice, that cup always gets a good laugh when I show it. I wouldn't think of losing the subject of a good laugh. I needed to start conversation. Wouldn't part with that cup for any amount. No, sir. I'll give you my right arm if you want it, but I can't break up this wonderful collection of junk. What would I have to talk about?
You couldn't be serious around Tom. It was just as well. I'd spend as much time with him as possible. And sooner or later, I'd get my hands on that cup. I saw him almost every night that week. But no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't get my hands on that priceless cup. And then suddenly he stopped calling. I didn't hear from him for 2 weeks. I was sure he'd realized I was after the cup. Then one night I found him sitting on the steps of my apartment house.
Where have you been?
Well, where have you been?
Here, waiting for you.
I mean, for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, well, I've been around thinking things over.
What sort of things?
Marriage. Do you think I should marry you? Wilson does.
Oh, really, Tom? Sometimes you aren't very funny.
I know, but I can't help that. Well, come along.
Where are we going?
To the mansion. Wilson's fixed a dinner to celebrate.
To celebrate?
Yes. Our engagement. I have decided to marry you, Janice.
And what if I...
Oh, now, see here. You can't let Wilson down. He's got the candles all lit, the champagne cooled, and... Well, you'll have to marry me. He'd be terribly hurt if you didn't.
Table for two had been laid out in the living room, white cover and silver dishes. Tom excused himself to make some final arrangements with Wilson, and I sat in one of the big chairs to wait for him. Believe me, I had no intention of marrying him. All I wanted from Tom Stevenson was the Revere cup. Then suddenly I jumped up. The door to the glass-fronted cabinet was open, and there was an empty spot among the bric-a-brac. The cup was gone! My heart headed toward my feet, and I felt a little ill. I'd counted on it so much, and now it slipped past me. I turned and sat down again, and as I did, my arm brushed something off a small end table. The shadowy candlelight glinted on tarnished silver. I reached down to pick it up. It was the Revere cup. This was my chance. All I had to do was stuff the cup into my purse and walk out the door. I looked carefully around the room and out into the hall. There was no one in sight. I grabbed the cup, slipped it into my handbag, and headed toward home. And inside my head, I was singing. I had the Revere cup, the original, authentic Paul Revere masterpiece. For the first time in 18 years, I was going to know what it was like to have money. Now I could live like Janice Trevor again. I could hear the cup tinkling against the compact in my pocketbook as I strolled casually toward the front door. In just a moment, I'd be outside, Tom might miss the cup and even suspect that I'd taken it, but he wouldn't do anything about that. He'd say it was just junk and spend a few minutes wondering why I'd walked out on his engagement party. And then he'd forget about me. That's the way Tom was. At least, that's what I thought.
Janice, you'd better give me back that cup.
Why? I don't know what you're talking about.
Makes your purse all bulgy. It's really very easy to detect.
But, Tom, let me explain.
But don't bother. Just give it back.
Well,
I wouldn't like to have to call the police, Janice.
Oh, very well. Here, take it, and I hope
Janice. You know, I can't understand what you see in this cup. I never could. Since you wanted it so much, I was planning to give it to you as a sort of an engagement present. But under the circumstances, it would never do for me to be married to a thief, would it?
The Revere Cup starred Loreen Tuttle. Listen soon for another of your favorite motion picture stars in a drama of The Unexpected. This program was transcribed in Hollywood.